Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of You Can't Handle the Truth. Can you guess what we're talking about today? I'm going to stop that before I get copyright striked. I don't even know if I can include that, to be honest, but I'm pretty sure the rules and regulations, as per the Spotify agreement, I can have like 30 seconds of music played for every like 5 to 10 minutes of me talking. So I could just play that every 10 minutes or so, but I'm not gonna. We're talking about Poker Face today. If you didn't know, this is a new TV show. I'm not talking about the movie, which came out last year, 2022, starring Russell Crowe, directed by M2, got Liam Hemsworth in it, and it is a bag of shit, let me tell you that. It's on Sky if you want to watch it. It was one of my worst films of the year. It was awful, but it's actually kind of entertaining. It's just so daft. Anyway, we're not talking about that, sadly. We're talking about a new TV show. So Poker Face is the latest creation from Rian Johnson, who has had a very busy couple of years, it seems, with creating, producing, and directing a couple of episodes of this. He did Knives Out a few years ago, and then he sold the rights to Netflix, and then he created Glass Onion for them, which got released back in December last year. So yeah, busy time for Rian Johnson, and this time round, he's basically taken, look, every single review about this show is going to mention, it's basically Columbo, it's his version of Columbo. But instead of Mr. Columbo, we have Charlie at the centre of this. Charlie played by Natasha Lyonne, who's famous for Orange is the New Black, But I'm a Cheerleader, and Russian Doll on Netflix, which both seasons of that show are incredible. And if that's anything to go by, this show was going to be great. And let me tell you, I've just finished the last episode, episode 10 of 10, and it's terrific. The entire show, from start to finish, is harkening back to what makes a television show. Okay, this isn't an overly extended movie. It's not a case of every single episode leads into the next, like it's one continuous narrative. Yes, there is. There is an overarching narrative, which starts in one place, and then by the end, it does come back around. But the way in which the story has been told in every single episode is very reminiscent of TV structure. So the plot is the same. In every single episode, the plot is the same. And some people are going to think, hang on a minute, why is this so repetitive? Like, why am I watching the same things happen over and over again? It's just the characters that are changing, the locations are changing, but the chain of events that occur in every single episode is the same. So usually starts off with either a murder or a crime, something bad is being committed, and then I don't want to give away too much, because I will admit, the first episode, I need to go back and watch it again, because when I was watching it, it just really confused me at the start, because I wasn't expecting it to have this sort of narrative, which is a case of, it starts off with the crime, and then it loops back on itself to show us a little bit before the crime, leading up to the crime, and then after the crime. So, in as mild spoilers as I can give, in the first episode, when a character has a crime committed on them, they may or may not be killed, and then immediately in the next scene, we see them again, but this time with Charlie, because Charlie is the main star of the show. She is the Columbo, she is the one they call Poker Face. They don't call her Poker Face, it's a metaphor of sorts. I like it though, I do like the title, and I'll get onto that. But anyway, the main focus of the episode is on her, and she is gonna somehow solve the crime. Now, how she solves it definitely varies across all 10 episodes, and whether there is a positive ending or an underwhelming ending, that is all up for debate. And I think what's great is, it's not exactly the same every single time. It's not like all the bad guys get put in jail, justice is served, okay? Justice is served in many different forms, and I think what's so clever is, you never know where it's going to go. Even though by about the fourth or fifth episode, you know the structure now. We're going to have the cold open, something bad's going to happen, Charlie's going to come into it, we're going to go back to the start, we're going to see it from Charlie's perspective, and then go through it till the end. But more often than not, there are so many twists and turns, and lots of little details that only make sense by the end of the episode, which is so clever, because even just the finale, okay, without saying anything because of spoilers, the finale is a really, really strong ending, because it has a huge undertaking to do to kind of wrap up the entire season, take us through a chain of events that we haven't seen before, but we've kind of assumed what could have happened along the way, and then it goes up to the present, and then it goes back again, and this time we see things from another perspective, and even during certain flashback sequences, I was thinking, should I rewind this? Have I missed something? Because it was so clever how, through the writing and what we are witness to as an audience, they've been able to weave together such an immense story to not give us all the details right away and have us genuinely perplexed until you do have all the details. And by that time, it's wonderful, because it's like a literal jigsaw is forming in your head as you're watching it. You're getting all of the pieces, you've got them, but you don't know what order they're supposed to go in. And then by the end of it, you're thinking, that was it. That was the missing piece. So I think this show is really clever at doing that, because it's been a while since we've had a major TV production that is set up like this, right? Nowadays, every single TV show, whether it's Netflix, Prime, even HBO to an extent, they all have a narrative which is probably best benefit from binging. Whereas this show, which has been developed and released on Peacock, it was a weekly release, and even though I did binge like a couple of episodes at a time, it wasn't something that you had to do. It's easily something you can watch any episode out of order, which is fantastic. It is like watching classic TV shows that just don't get made anymore. So this is the kind of show we need right now, because in a world where you can watch The Last of Us on HBO, where it's just one 9-hour saga that you have to sit through and endure, but it's amazing, to You season 4, where it's one half of the season was one way, the next half did a complete U-turn and made you rethink the entire first half. These shows are all great. I love them. I'm not dissing them in the slightest, but I genuinely don't think there is another show on TV right now that is like Poker Face. You would have to go back and watch something like Columbo, but let's be real, a lot of the younger generation nowadays are not going to get into things like that. So for Rian Johnson, who has his finger on the pulse when it comes to modern day storytelling and audiences, he is one of the only people that could have made this show work as well as it has. And even though he only directs 2 episodes, the rest of the episodes are done by different directors. Natasha Lyonne even directs 1 episode. Every single episode is actually really well done, and it's not a case of they're trying to imitate his style. Yes, his essence is coursing through the veins of this show, because you can just tell everything from the characters to the score, which was done by his cousin, I believe, or his brother, Nathan Johnson, to the set design and the storytelling aspects. Everything has Rian Johnson cemented all over it, but it still contains the individual nature of every single director and writer that has come on board to do their respective episodes. And I think on top of this, the cast in this show is absolutely ridiculous. And I feel like it's such a bold thing for the show to only have the main recurring actor be Natasha Lyonne and Benjamin Bratt, to be fair, because he appears in a few episodes too. Everybody else, including some very high-profile actors right now, they only have 1 episode each, which is unlike TV these days, and I love that so much. This is classic TV. It's great. So I'm not going to rattle every single one of them off, because we would be here all night, but the cast includes Nick Nolte, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Stephanie Hsu, Hong Chow, Adrian Brody, Danielle McDonald, Ellen Barkin, Tim Meadows, Jamila Jamil, Tim Blake Nelson, the list goes on and on and on. And like I said, Benjamin Bratt as well, who he only appears in like 3 episodes, I believe. But the way in which he comes into it and how he's, I don't want to say too much, but he's kind of hunting Charlie down. So while every single episode has a set structure and set order of events, the main premise overall is that Charlie's on the run, and every single episode we see her in a new location. She's traveling across the country. She's going all the way from Nevada through Texas and Denver. Her journey takes her across a lot of the country, and she sees so many unique characters. It's a funny show, it's extremely well written, there's sharp wit, there's sarcasm, there's silly humour, there's every single kind that you could want. There's a bit of slapstick too even, and visual comedy, ironic comedy, every single kind that you could want. And there's drama, there's tension, there's stakes, there's everything. This show has it all. So Poker Face, the thing is, okay, it doesn't have a UK release date yet. I don't know why. I don't know what channel, what platform it's going to be on, whether it's going to be on Peacock, because we do have Peacock here, but for some reason, it's not showing on it, which is crazy. It feels like a Sky production, though, so I'm assuming it'll be on Sky at some point in the next few weeks, hopefully. So if this doesn't get uploaded for a while, I may wait to see when it gets released here so I can update this or... Right, so I can confirm to everybody listening in the UK, the release date for the show is the 25th of May on Sky Max. All episodes will be available on the 25th, so you can binge all 10 episodes, you can watch one a week. I'm not sure if it is going to be airing as well, or if it is solely on demand, but either way, it's a very good binge, even though they are hour-long episodes. I'm not the biggest fan of those kind of lengths of episodes, because I much prefer 20-minute, 30-minute binges, but I was really into this show, and like I said, by the 4th and 5th episode, you are actively looking out for little nods and references to Charlie being in it before she's actually in it. So in those first 10 to 15 minutes before her character gets introduced again, which, by the way, When she gets introduced, there is a lovely theme that plays, and I was trying to think, maybe it's not actually her motif, maybe it's the motif for the car that she's travelling in, because usually every single time the car is on screen, that is what we hear. It's an iconic and catchy little guitar melody. I loved it because every time it would cut to black, as if it's going to an ad break, it would come back with that guitar, there would be an establishing shot of the location, some trees or whatever, and then you just know she's about to come into it. It's great. It's so bloody clever. I've really enjoyed it, and I have no doubt that you will too. But I will say, stick with it, because that first episode might catch you off guard. If you're not aware of the structure and what it's going to go for, you will probably be just as confused as I was. But once it clicks, once you understand, okay, we're taking it back to then go forwards, you can just get right into it and you will absolutely love it. I don't think I have a standout favourite episode, but I will say the final three are absolutely sensational, specifically due to the performances and the directing. I think the directing is just absolutely superb in those last few, and episode 8 was done by Natasha Lyonne herself, and she absolutely nailed it. I already loved her as an actor, but now I love her as a director as well, because the way she was moving the camera, the way it was subtly hinting things without telling us the entire story, and the way that emotions were heightened through the directing as well, like, it was massive. It was really clever. I loved it. So yeah, those final three episodes, but every single one is great. Definitely bingeable, definitely rewatchable. I can't wait to do just that now. All 10 episodes are streaming. I think we're getting a season 2. I'm not sure how confirmed that is, but I really hope we do, because I would watch 100 more episodes like this, because this show could be limitless. Okay, the possibilities are endless when you've got the same thing happening again and again and again. It's just new characters, new locations. And you know what? I've just realized I haven't even told you what the big draw is, but maybe that's for you to find out. So if you don't want to know what her like kind of powers are and what she does in each episode, then don't listen to this next part. Just end it, because this will be the last thing I say. But basically the whole reason it's called Poker Face is because she can tell when people are lying. So she has what I can only describe as a bullshit radar. She knows, she just instinctively knows when somebody's lying. No matter what they say, whether it's a little lie such as I don't like butter, she will know that's bullshit. And she has so many great moments where she just quips away, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. It's amazing. So yeah, Natasha Lyonne, what a queen. Love her. Loved her in this show. This show is amazing. I hope you enjoy. Hope you enjoy this review too. If you watched it, let me know what your favourite episodes are, and let me know who you want to see cast in season 2 when we get that. And okay, the very, very final thing I will say is, I don't want to say too much because it is about the final episode, but the final episode is called The Hook, and there's just one little thing I want to mention, but a character watches the movie Hook, and it's just like, that is ingenious, because these characters for the first 10 minutes of the episode have been talking about the hook, the hook, the hook. It's the one thing to drag you back in. It's the fishing hook. It's the hook. And there is an amazing little monologue that Benjamin Bratt has. When the camera dollies from the inside of the car, outside, moving round the front windscreen, going back in through the other window, and Benjamin Bratt is delivering such an amazing monologue. Loved it. And it's all about the hook. So the fact that a character is watching the movie Hook, I understood that reference. Okay, I got that. That's great. So yeah, go and watch Poker Face. It is definitely worth a watch because it certainly caught me off guard. I was expecting the whole thing to be, by the end of the episode, the big twist would be who did the crime, but the crime and the crimee, the crimer, the what the f*** is the word? The assailant, I guess, they are revealed right from the start, and it's a question of, are they going to get their comeuppance by the end? Sometimes in small ways, sometimes in big ways, sometimes there's misdirection, sometimes it's just all about the bullshit. So, Poker Face, streaming now on Peacock in the States and Sky Max here in the UK. Until next time, I've been Kieran, and I shall speak to you in the next episode of You Can't Handle the Truth.